there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. And here is part two of our interview with Tony Khan.
Now, stepping up to the mic, the host of Wrestling with Freddie, Freddie Prinze Jr.
MJF, my favorite wrestler right now.
The man of the moment, my favorite wrestler. I was watching MLW, and it was, you know, hard to miss MJF.
Did he cut a promo that night?
I watched him. I mean, I watched for weeks and months all through 2018. So I saw him cut a lot of promos on MLW. They had a lot of good people on the show at that time. So I was watching it pretty regularly, looking for people. So I would go back in that summer and MJF was one of the real standout people, you know, just off the top of my head. And this is the same stuff all hardcore fans might have been watching at that time, but I was really into New Japan. They had the show on Access, but also, of course, New Japan World. And that was, like I said, a big part of my business case was, taking Omega versus Jericho, bringing it to America. And I knew that match had been a huge main event around the world. And I thought on American pay-per-view, it would draw a big audience and also would draw a big house, having seen what they did at the Tokyo Dome. And then I was trying to build a roster kind of around. And obviously, like, you know, Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers is a great tag match that could headline a pay-per-view.
You love tag team wrestling. You actually love it. This is a fan thing, okay? Because I pushed not just me. Everyone when I worked there pushed so hard. And Vince was always like, I'm paying four people for one match. And so he hated it. That's why it's never been that legitimate, but except maybe like 8 months here, 3 months here, and then forget all that. But you have a genuine love for it to the point where you guys just put Moxley and Brian together now. Even nobody's beating them, bro. Nobody's beating them. Nobody is beating the American Dragon, period. Nobody's beating them. No way. I'll do a run in and prevent the pinfall if it happens. Those men will be killers. I love that you guys put them together.
They're so great. And it's a great pairing. I don't want to shortchange MJF, who I still haven't given.
Don't worry. He won't let you.
No, he definitely, I won't be able to do that. Well, that's one person I'm not going to have a chance to shortchange. He's such a great wrestler. He's such a great professional. And you were talking about all the great stuff that CM Punk and MJF did in building up their dog collar match at Revolution and telling this story. It's one of the best things I've ever been a part of in my life.
I haven't loved a match like that in I don't know how long, period. I literally start to finish all, like they say, suspension of disbelief. All that was gone. Like I literally, you guys built up to it. This kid, he's like 24 years old, this kid, or 26 years old, some crazy young. I was such an idiot at that age. And just to see how crisp and clean and precise all this was to see that match. And you guys had a long chain. And so like, even like the visuals, when they were tired and spread out across the ring, it was just like, it looked, you could pause it and take a photo. Like I loved everything. And I think it is the best story and the best, maybe not best match, because there's some other ones that got to be up there with it, but the best story that I've seen you guys do and the best story that I've seen in wrestling period since before I ever wrote a wrestling story. And I couldn't even tell you the one I liked more.
Well,
I love it.
Thank you, man. It means a lot to me to hear that, but also it's emblematic of my philosophy in a lot of ways, because I give all the credits to the two of them, MJF and CM Punk. I am an administrator in a lot of ways. And what I think is really cool is, you know, people will ask why I don't have a lot of writers. It's because I work with the top talent. And there's a lot
they don't need it.
So I'll develop stories and programs for, and I'll do everything and say, like, you're going to do this, this, and this. Here's who you're going to work this week. We're going to build you up. And then at the end of the next week, I'll explain where we're going next week. And you can do that with like some younger people, but with like MJF and CM Punk, you know, with each of them, I've spent hours and hours sitting and planning and talking. And they both came in with such great ideas. And a lot of the stuff just matched up beautifully. And they both had like long-term story ideas and things we could do. And when you have wrestlers with those kinds of great ideas, look, I don't have to do every idea that gets thrown at me. That's the thing. I try to pick the best ones and talk to different people about different ideas. But I feel like I'm better off talking to the two of them. Imagine if I'd gone off in a room with neither of them, with like six other people, and then tried to go to the two of them.
This was the death. This was the death of every good idea that, I mean, people smash the writer's room for WWE so often. And I've even been critical, and I've written some dog stories too, by the way. But the fact that there would be literally 40 or more people that all got to have say on a storyline the day of a show, I literally would just be like, guys, this is so far removed from what it started as. This won't, how can we make, it was crazy. So I love that control, a controlled environment. This is what Brian Dennehy, rest in peace, we're talking about a lot of passed on actors, but he said, Brian Dennehy said,
Park. I was just watching him in Gorky Park.
Oh my God. Now I have to watch this. He was like a mentor to me on Summer Catch. He was a great dude. I went to go watch him in Iceman Cometh on Broadway, and he killed it. And I was like, man, you're amazing. And he goes, Freddie, artists need an environment that's conducive to success. And I was like, oh yeah, that's why this movie sucked. That movie sucked. I started like piecing things together. And he was just such an old school, like clean personality like that. I love that you can trust your talent like that. And the ones who you can't, you can help kind of shape and develop and bring up and not force the entire world upon their shoulders before they're ready.
The entire thing was the three of us. Like, wow. If that makes sense. And that's how it should be. Like,
I'm jealous right now.
And that's like, and it's been like that a lot. Like the same thing when Punk came in with Darby, you know, Punk and I sat down and put ideas together, and then I went to Darby. And nobody in the wrestling business knew what was going on but me and Punk. And I went to Darby and said, this is the promo you're going to do. And basically it was the one, I think, you know, maybe 10 days before the first dance. I think it was in early August. And the line I gave Darby was AEW, you know, no matter how great you think you are, if you want to prove it, you have to come to AEW, even if you think you're the best in the world. And I knew that, like, that one line would.
That's great.
He knew where we were going.
Yeah, that's like, great.
It's great. And, like, working with different people, you know, whether it's Moxley and Danielson or the Young Bucks and Adam Cole and Kenny when he's been healthy, obviously Jericho and Eddie Kingston.
Oh, my gosh.
Again,
brother, Eddie gets some of the biggest reactions in the damn company. They love him. And that story they told was beautiful. And I love that he didn't shake his hand and there was so much hatefulness. But Eddie's talking on the mic. I had him on the show, man. And I told him this on the show. I said, you guys need to give your social media people a raise, by the way. You guys cut together a clip with some music, and Eddie was talking about some Latino pride. And you know, I'm not full Puerto Rican either. And I legit, like, my eyes welled up. I was like, yo, this guy is going to make me cry. And then like 3 months later, he's making me want to watch him fight somebody. I was just like, they have some dudes that I am in love with. We talked off air about my love for Cargill, who I told you, I think literally is the goddess Athena. Just, she never left. And all the other Greek gods died, and she just ate them or consumed their souls or something. I think I literally have never, it's like when I was a kid in the 80s, I saw the Ultimate Warrior at a house show in Tingley Coliseum, which was a rodeo house in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he looked like he was sculpted from granite, and that his muscles didn't even push in when the other men punched him. Like everything, it was like body armor. And when I saw her, I was literally watching it with my 12-year-old daughter. And my daughter, I don't care about language. She's seen all Sarah's and my movies, so language isn't a thing. But when Jade Cargill talked about being a bad bitch, and I literally watched my daughter's head, and you guys can't see this, Tony can, but her literally, her whole posture when Jade said that, she just went up, 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 chest out, chin high, and it was just like she looked like she was ready to fight. And I was like, yo, she just had her Ultimate Warrior. Like, she literally was like, yo, I'm taking pride. It was this crazy moment where I'm like, that's why I still love wrestling to this day, is because of stuff like that. And I've gotten to kind of jump back in through my children, and I'm so grateful. People talk about the craziness of wrestling. I think this is a renaissance for wrestling. It's a rebirth. And you guys have shown it now for a couple of years and have a consistent number that I can't wait to watch grow. You guys are coming to LA soon. I want to come to that show. I'm not going to run in. I will not affect any matches, even if Moxley is in trouble. And but I just want to go. I haven't been to a live show in so long. I go to indie shows out here, but it's a different vibe. You guys are going to be at the Forum, which is beautiful now since they bought it and refurbished it. The acoustics are great in there. It's such a beautiful space. And the WWE abandoned our West Coast. There's no more SummerSlams here. So let us show you. Let us make you feel at home, man. We'll sell your asses out.
I'm an LA guy. You don't have to sell me on LA.
Good.
I've lived in LA for, you know, years of my life, and I can't wait to come back.
Not so bad.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I said this once in another interview, but I went completely over the head of everybody in the room I said it to, so you'll appreciate this much more than anyone else in that media scrum. I think, I love going back, and I was back for the Super Bowl, and it was the first time I've been able to really hang out in LA in a while because I was back for a few days. And I went to Craig's, And, you know, there's like a paparazzi out in front of Craig's. And I'm sure that whenever you walk in, they're like, Fred and Freddie, and they want to take photos of you.
That's why I hide out.
Yeah. Like, so when I never had that at Craig's before, like where they like mob me and I got mobbed at Craig. Like, oh, man. Like, this is very different LA than the last time I was here.
Man, TMZ likes wrestling, bro. It's, you know, Hollywood embraced wrestling one time in the 80s. And then it was always kind of like this, yeah, they're in our business, but not really in our business. Like in the 90s, when I was coming up, they'd be like, Freddie, you're a film actor, not a TV actor. I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden Glenn Close does a show on FX and it's like opens up the floodgates for everyone. Right.
Glenn Close, what a really nice lady.
Bro, she and only one other actor are the only people who have ever won an Academy Award, a Tony Award, and an Emmy Award. It's like her and Jack Albertson from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
She's so talented, but also like a really, really nice person. We went to the Beijing Olympics together.
What? 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 Oh, this like is a great part side
of our,
quest.
Like, American contingent of people, like my family and some other families. It was like a group of CEOs and her husband and my dad and a bunch of people organized this trip to Beijing for the 2008 Olympics. I had just graduated college, like maybe a year prior, and I was working my first job, and it was a lot of fun. But like the Beijing Olympics, it was a real experience. And like these days, they organized this like tour, so we were like going game to game, and there was no food. And like, I haven't seen her in years, but this is like she was so nice. We got into the basketball games and it was USA versus China. It was at the time the most watched sporting event of all time. There were 3 billion people watched this.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
USA versus China, and USA had LeBron, Kobe, Carmelo, so many great players. And I went out and the concession stand. Now, the one thing they did in Beijing really well is all the stuff on the menu was very affordably priced, but like it was you know, there was like meat on stick, which is like, okay, what's this going to be? And
could you just tell me what kind of meat?
Yeah. And there was this one thing, I can't remember what it said, but I think it said biscuits or something. And I was like, God, I've tried it. What is, at this point, I got to see what that is. What
yeah,
is
I'll
it?
Go biscuits.
And it turned out to be Ritz crackers.
Come on. Oh, like biscuits, like English crackers. Yeah, like
yeah. Crisps. So I get like a box of Ritz crackers. And I
at
go
the Olympics.
I sit down, Glenn Close looks at me and she goes, oh my God, Ritz crackers, where did you get those? We were so hungry. And like, and so like, but yeah, I was such a great talent also.
You know, all those old school actresses are so smooth and so, I fell in love with all of them a little bit, man. And they always have like great quotes. I remember Kathleen Turner was quoted as saying, a movie is a marriage with a guaranteed divorce. So fall in love as much as you want because it ends soon enough. And it was just like, yo, that's some smooth shit. I would never say, I'd be like, movies are cool. I like making them. Like, it would never sound smooth like that, man. I love that you got to hang with her. When I was coming up, I always got to, you know, my dad charmed a lot of people. So they were good to me, you know, and I met a lot of old school cats and I could always tell if they had slept with my father or not based on the way they said hi. I'll tell you, you'll love this story, okay? You're the perfect age for this. So you remember Joanna Kearns from Growing Pains?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so sweetest mom in the world. In the 70s, she was a dancer and a really good one. And my dad was dating her. He used to go on dates with her and Pam Grier because they liked each other. So he'd take them both out at the same time. This is the 70s, okay? So I'm on a pilot that didn't get picked up and Joanna Kearns is playing one of the roles. And I didn't even know. And I go into the trailer and I see her look at me and double take. And she goes, hi. So right away, I know they had sex. Right away, I know they had sex because there's always a breath first. It's always, and if it's not, if it's just, oh, hello, then I know they were just friends and cool, right? So right away, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awkward. So I'm sitting there and she goes, it's quiet and awkward. And she goes, can I tell you a story about your dad? And I was like, I was waiting for it. So she goes, okay. Your dad and I, it was 1975, and we were on a date with Pam Grier, me and your dad at a restaurant, and Richard Pryor called the restaurant, and he said, hey, I'm having a party at my house, come by. And Richard discovered my father, but he was very jealous of my father because he loved Pam Grier, and Pam wrote about this in her biography, so it's not like in her autobiography, so it's not like telling tales out of school, but she loved my daddy. So my dad brought Pam and Joanna to Richard's house, and there was no party. My dad in the 70s, Playboy Radio would do comedy from like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on the radio. And a lot of comics would try out new material there just to see how it would play. And my dad had a set that he hated, and Richard got the set. And he started playing it as soon as they walked in. And it's like, yeah, how are you going to fall in love with this unfunny motherfucker? And my dad goes, and Joanne's telling me the story. She goes, your dad jumped over the couch, punched Richard in the face, took the reel off his, like, it was on like a wheel-to-wheel audio thing, grabbed Pam and left me. I said, what? She goes, yeah, he forgot me at Richard's house. I go, what did Richard do? He said, bitch, get yourself a cab. Threw her
out. Holy shit. That's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life.
Brother, the old school actresses are always the best, man. Always. And the 70s were the 70s, man. So they get to have the coolest stories. Our stories are like, yeah, that was pretty sweet. Theirs are, you know, an hour long and awesome.
Yeah, I've got nothing to compare to that.
We were just born in the wrong generation. That's all. But listen, dude, you're kicking so much ass, man. And I love to see the growth of the brand that you're building. I love to see your take on the business.
What's your favorite stuff? Like, take the modern, take AEW, whatever. Not that I'm saying it would be. But you said you like a lot of what we're doing, which I really
do.
So going back, like, you know, what's your favorite stuff?
So like, if I had to. My favorite sort of moments, I loved when JBL invaded ECW and cut the Wrestling God promo. That's one of my favorite promos of all time. Bret
the
Hart.
You loved the original One Night Stand.
Yeah. I loved Bret Hart, not Shawn Michaels. I always pulled for Bret Hart. I always believed in Bret Hart. All my friends pulled for Shawn Michaels. Kieran Culkin and I still argue about it to this day in a very unfriendly way.
Leno.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I gotta go Leno. He taught my dad how to freaking drive, so I gotta go Leno.
I felt like the way people went back and forth on it reminded me of Dave and Jay, because it was like two like people in the same era in the 90s, these two guys.
And especially with the behind the scenes stuff going on too, it was very similar.
That they used to be friends, and that they were really a big part of you know, Brett had like done a lot to help advance Sean's career when he went to be a singles wrestler. Just like Dave did a lot to advance Jay's career as a comedian when Dave had to go. And then the way it shook out, and one guy being maybe flashier and the other guy being more, in Dave's case, I would say like a little bit more probably the comic.
I would say he's the more intellectual of the comics, and Jay was the more mainstream, right? Like I know Jay Leno's 70s set because my dad gave him his first job, and he literally had jokes about milk and cookies. You know what I mean? Whereas like Dave Letterman is never going to touch that subject unless it's in the most cynical way possible. And it has nothing to do with milk or cookies. That's just like, you know, the color for it. So they were very different comics as far as like an accessible, safe one. And one who doesn't care if you don't get his joke. He just doesn't care. You know what I mean? And Dave doesn't care. Like if you don't get Dave used to be rough on a guest. If the guest wasn't that good, he would kind of dump on the guest. Whereas Jay's like, let's sparkle. But I think actors and comics and musicians always wanted to earn Dave's respect more than Jay's when they were doing the shows back in the day.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's so many wrestlers in the business, and they talk about him the same way, about trying, you know, getting respect from Bret Hart. It's like the highest praise you can get.
Because he's so sparing with it. He doesn't throw it out there. He really, it's an old school philosophy. Hand out dignity, demand people earn respect. Everyone deserves dignity, but respect should be earned on a case-by-case basis. And Bret Hart embodies that way more than anything I just said. You know what I mean? Like, he's so hardcore about it.
And that's so yeah, I've always been a fan of Bret, but like I watched, just like I watched America go back and forth on Dave and Jay, I watched the WWF even go back on Bret, the fans and Vince.
Yeah, man.
Forth on them at different points, and it's really kind of a fascinating thing to watch. Like, the experience Bob Wright at NBC was probably having was very similar to the experiences Vince was having, I think, in many ways.
Very much so. Very much so. All we got to do is find whatever the equivalent for the Jamie Kellner character is, and then everybody will kind of universally team up and beat him down.
Well, yo,
he was the exec on Sarah's show back in the day on Buffy. And so I used to give him shit all the time. I'd be like, dude, I'm gonna kick your ass. He'd be like, dude, it's not me. I'd be like, I know exactly it was you. I used to give him shit all the time about it.
It worked out great for me.
Hey, you're the last one to complain about Jamie Kellner.
Yeah, if there was
you're his biggest fan.
We wouldn't be here right now. I would be working in football and I would still be very happy, but I would never have unlocked this part of my life.
You get to do something creative, which is real special. And in the most respectful way, a part of me is even like a little jealous, man. Cause it's just like, they can't see you smiling, but I see you smile when you talk about your job, and to see people get to do what they love, that you never work a day if you do what you love, whatever the saying is, like, you look really happy and you look really motivated, man. So thanks so much, dude. I appreciate you.
Dude, thank you. Thanks for giving me the time to talk on the show. And honestly, doing the show, I hope that the people listening to this have enjoyed it nearly as much as we've enjoyed recording it.
We'll have you on for a repeat. We'll do a repeat.
I would love to do a repeat and talk more wrestling, because I felt like every time I got going, like I wanted to really put
it's
over.
Your, I think, oh, it's so your fault. You like Clue, and it like once. Once people like Clue, it's like when there's two people that like wrestling at a poker game, like the one person, they kind of be like, oh, wrestler. But if there's another one there, all of a sudden nobody could touch them and they become powerful. And that's what we did today.
That's right. That's it. And that is it. I mean, give me two wrestling people. I heard Kieran Colton's a big fan.
Kieran is like crazy hard. You got to meet this dude, man. He's a New Yorker. He's working like crazy on Succession, but this dude is like an encyclopedia. He's been kicked out of a wrestling show. He threw a beer at Big Show. He got so mad one time and got thrown out of a wrestling show. They made up. I watched him wrestle The Miz at WrestleMania in Arizona when Bret Hart and the whole Hart family came in on Vince. They wrestled for 40 minutes in our hotel room. And it was like a shoot match almost. And then Kieran lays down finally and Miz pins him for the 1-2-3. A 40-minute match, bro. Like, he was so, I'm sure he still loves it. But back then, like, he was so hardcore, bro. He had a closet full of like the action figures and like chose them over his girlfriend at the time. Was like, I'm not getting rid of those. You can bounce. And she did. And he was glad. He's a gangster, bro. I love Kieran.
This guy, you know what's crazy is it's my favorite show, Succession. Yeah. And I can say, and not only is it that the absolute truth, but I can also say that and put it over because we're media partners with HBO and TNT. So it's like it's synergy, but it's also really my favorite show. It's even my dad's favorite show.
I was going to say, there's got to be an odd connection for you there, because there is that huge patriarch father figure. And then the son that wants to, hey, I'm going to do my thing, but I want to make you proud at the same time. You got to connect to that big time.
Kendall never had wrestling. Kendall never had that thing in his life that he could go do, because what was he supposed to do? Like, I never had that thing until this that set me apart from my dad, where people would say, okay, that's Tony. Like, that's what, because working in football, even still, like working on statistics, even Fulham, where I'm the general manager and negotiating all the contracts and taking all the heat, there maybe a little bit more in England, but for the most part, like, I'm known for being, until AEW, my father's son. And it was, Kendall and none of the Roys really never had that. They never had that thing, that project that they wanted to do that
they needed wrestling.
They just want the whole thing. They wanted his whole empire, the whole business. None of them ever sank their teeth into one thing. And I mean, Kendall never had that. Roman never had that. And Shiv never had that. And obviously Connor never had that. So
Roman's going to be the one that starts the indie company.
Well, really,
season 8, Succession.
What's crazy to me about Succession, it's my favorite show. Kieran Culkin is like so this crazy wrestling fan. I've heard Nick Braun is also a big wrestling fan, who plays Cousin Greg.
Oh.
And you know who is? I'm really excited to meet him. He's come and he was a guest in our boardroom, but I had not gotten to go see him in person. Jesse Armstrong is a huge Fulham fan.
And oh, really?
He's a season ticket holder.
Well, yeah, then, yeah, really.
And so, like, and I cannot believe that, because I'm such a huge fan of his work. So I'm really excited to meet him too, because it's such a great show. But the connections, and it's such a small world.
They kill it. It really is, and it keeps getting smaller. This circle. I think Kieran's the best actor on the network. Period. Like the work he's put up the last 2 years, you can put up against anybody, and you ain't gonna say someone did better.
Incredible. He's one of the. He's amazing. He's one of the best actors on television right now. I totally agree. Character, I could watch Succession all day, all night.
Well, there you go. We went from wrestling to Clue to Madeline Kahn to Glenn Close to Growing Pains to Succession. And
let me complete the circle before we close out. Between. I have to ask
you what? About. Yeah, what?
Especially because I think he's somebody who is close. Is close to your father, who is Gary Shandling.
That was the best show. My wife and I used to sit in bed and watch it together all the time, man. All the damn time.
I love that show. And I still do. I think there's that's the show when I have reflective moments. Like the beginning of the pandemic, I watched so much stuff to try and get a handle. Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to do the shows? And I watched Letterman with no audience during the hurricane. And I was like, this is what only Dave could do this. It was Dave and Denzel in an empty studio. And I was like, this is what I don't want to do, because I don't think anybody could pull this off. And
it was weird.
WWE tried to do it in the empty.
Brother, I'll be honest with you. I was looking forward to it, because sometimes the crowds make me mad. And about 3 minutes in, I was like, yeah, I was wrong. This needs a crowd, and it needs one right now. And I hope they scream super loud.
Well, you might have heard me tell this story on another show, but I was digging deep watching stuff. I watched a bunch of Larry Sanders, so I'm trying to get introspective. That's what I watch. And then
he's such a self-hater though. Careful.
Man. As you see people on the internet, like nobody hates me more than I hate myself. And it's why you'll never see me on TV for more than a minute or two making an announcement. Like in 127 episodes, the only times I've ever gone out there were to announce the Ring of Honor purchase and just say goodbye to Brody Lee. And those are in 107 episodes, I've shown my face for maybe 5 minutes total. And, out of thousands and thousands. So there's a lot of that in me. And also Artie, trying to keep everything together. and then Hank, which is anybody in your life that just
everybody loves Hank, man.
We all have a Hank.
We're Hanks rough on Hank, but we love Hank.
But there's when Hank comes through, it makes it all. and so I love Larry Sanders, but I would watch that. But the other thing I really watched that helped me in the pandemic was one of my friends is a writer for Fallon, and they, had the staff and crew in the audience for the pandemic episodes at the beginning. And it set them apart from the other talk shows because he, even though he maybe only had a dozen, well, you couldn't see on
sure, at least there was some laughter though.
That's it. It was 80% of the utility of a full audience. And that's what I realized. It was like, if I put a small audience of the crew and wrestlers around the ring, that's going to have most of the, it's not going to be quite as good, but it'll be the best thing on TV.
It's better than just nothing. You don't want to be in a funeral home watching wrestling, man. Like you want some energy, man. We're about to side quest again and go on for another 3 hours. So we have to do another episode, but I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank you. And this has been the most pleasantly jealous I've been in a very long time. So thanks. No, in the best possible way. I love what you're doing. And it makes me want to reach out more. You know what I mean? It makes me want to stretch more wings like that.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.